Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac. This month's Farmer's Calendar essay is read by the author, Castle Freeman, Jr.
Farmer's Calendar essay for May 2006. A spider makes its strange, busy way across a table. It's tiny, too small to have any particular color. It advances in little darts and dashes so quick that the eye can have trouble following them. It is no bigger than the lowercase o on this page, but even so it partakes in the uncanniness of the spider kind. There are about 3,500 species of spiders in North America, and every one of them is regarded with special misgivings. People don't like spiders, as a rule, but our response to them is complex. We have for spiders some of the same feelings we have for snakes, an odd union of fear and veneration, almost affection. Why? Why are spiders so creepy? So much creepier than insects, which in most respects they so resemble. Surely the answer is in their locomotion, their way of going. An insect on its six legs is not such an outlandish thing, after all. Not that different from an animal that goes on all fours. It's the extra pair of legs, numbers 7 and 8, that make the spider's gait that much more complex and alarming than the insect's. Again, as with the snake, which seems to move without motion, it's the spider's progress, its odd, agitated movement, that makes us jump. Spiders have a sudden nervous haste in their motion resembling no other being. For that, for their originality, we distrust them.
Castle Freeman, Jr. has been writing the Farmer's Calendar essays in this almanac since 1982. You can also read this essay in the 2006 edition. This is Janice Stillman, editor of the almanac. Thanks for listening and have a great day.